The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
Chance here for Lincoln Christian. They set middle. Liesmeyer off the block. Great dig in the back row by Flaherty. Returned by Benton. Set to the outside. Humphrey off the block. Again Flaherty with the dig. Set to the outside. Morovic tips it over. Dug out. Taylor returns. It's on Central Catholic side. Match point. Here's Morovic. She'll drive it across and down.
Today, it's the Grand Island Central Catholic Triangular with Lincoln Christian, Grand Island Central Catholic, and the defending C2 state champion, Hastings St. Cecilia. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
This time sets middle for Nikolai, and her attack is down and good, and it will end game one for St. Cecilia.
When the volleyball rankings came out for the start of the season, Grand Island Central Catholic was number 5 in C1, Hastings St. Cecilia is number 2 in C2, and Lincoln Christian is looking to return to the top 10. It's the Grand Island Central Catholic Triangular coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Grand Island Central Catholic with KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Grand Island Central Catholic High School for the start of the 2014 volleyball season. And we've got a dandy here tonight. It involves two top five teams in the state of Nebraska, the C2 defending state champions from Hastings St. Cecilia, as well as the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders here on their home court, and Lincoln Christian, who came in and turned the tables on these teams last year. Lincoln Christian rolls in to complete our triangular tonight, and they will be up first in our contest as they take on Grand Island Central Catholic. Then they'll turn around and play St. Cecilia, and our third game tonight will be the featured matchup of our two area teams when Central Catholic battles off with Hastings St. Cecilia. You've got two winning coaches that probably will never be amassed in Nebraska history. Sharon Zavala with 896 career victories for Central Catholic, and for St. Cecilia, Alan Van Cura sits at 799, a win away from number 800 here this evening. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits 98.9, and we're also available on the World Wide Web, as always, at PlatteRiverPreps.com. So check it out at PlatteRiverPreps.com for all of tonight's action. We will be running down the starting lineups and get you ready here in a moment for the opening serve of tonight's volleyball action. Don't forget that we will be back in action Tuesday over at Axtell for a Fort Kearney Conference Triangular with SEM and Overton. We'll also have high school football for you tomorrow night. Kennesaw hosting Lawrence Nelson here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic Ogallala on ESPN 1460 Blue Hill will be at Bruning Davenport Shickley on the Breeze 94.5. We will take a break here and get you ready for tonight's action, so stay with us on Classic Hits 98.9.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. Carey Chiropractic is a full-service chiropractic clinic. Dr. Carey is a certified chiropractic sports physician and is an active member of the U.S. Olympic Committee Volunteer Program in Sports Medicine. Dr. Laura is a certified kinesio-taping practitioner, working with both athletes and regular folks like us. You don't need to be an athlete to share their aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
When it comes to protecting what matters most, keep it simple. Insure your car and home with Farm Bureau, and you'll have a combined policy with one deductible that can cover it all. That means faster claim resolution and less hassle. Plus, you can save money in the long run. It's the quick way back to normal, because with Farm Bureau, you've got an agent who can make things right when things go wrong. Farm Bureau agents make insurance simple.
In Grand Island, call me, Melissa Salter, at 381-5650. That's 381-5650.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for three generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Time now for a look at the starting lineup brought to you tonight by Five Points Bank. Five Points Bank, the better bank, bringing you tonight's starting lineups. Both teams are the Crusaders. Let's start with Lincoln Christian. Their service rotation begins with number 21, a 5'8 junior, McKenna McGurr. She'll be followed by number 11, 5'9 junior, Sierra Lehman. Number 20 is a 5'10" junior, Abby Powell. Number 1, 5'8" sophomore, Ashlyn Power. There have been some powers to come through the Lincoln Christian family, all solid volleyball players. Number 12 is a 5'10" freshman, Avery Dolliver. And number 23 is a 6-foot junior, Mary Claire Johnson. The libero for Lincoln Christian is number 26, Deanna Antonasio. The head coach is Vicky Power, assisted by Jordan Sauer and Steph Ailes. For Lincoln Christian, this is, of course, the opening night. And last year, Lincoln Christian, a solid volleyball team, just missing out on the state tournament. And this, of course, also their opening night of the season. For Grand Island Central Catholic, serving it up first will be number 11, 5'7", or number 3, 5'7", junior, Sadie Gehring. Number 15, 5'10", junior, Darren Wilman. Number 14, a 5'10 senior, Emma Benton. Number 11, 5'8 junior, Laura Lowry. Number 9, 5'8 junior, Lauren Webb. And number 6, 5'8 junior, Emily Herbeck. The libero, senior number 1, 5'6, Katie Golka. Just two seniors in Golka and Benton. A lot of juniors. This was a very young team last season for Grand Island Central Catholic. That's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. And we'll be back to start the 2014 season right after this timeout.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
We're ready to get things underway, and Grand Island Central Catholic has won the toss. They'll serve from right to left, and here we go. Lincoln Christian on the outside takes their first attack into the net, but it rolls over the double block and is good for the kill by Ashlyn Power. Lincoln Christian last year, 24-6. Grand Island Central Catholic, 21-11, and Lincoln Christian with the lead. Here's Central Catholic on serve receive. Outside, they'll go to the senior, Emma Benton. Her attack is going to be wide and out of bounds, and Lincoln Christian leads it by a score of 2-0. Back there at the service line is McKenna McGurr. McGurr fires it across, set to the outside. Benton again takes something off it and has the first kill of the season for Central Catholic. They're on the board, trailing 2-1. Last year in this tournament, Lincoln Christian fell to Grand Island Central Catholic, but beat Hastings St. Cecilia, as we had a nice round robin of who won and who lost last year. Here's Katie Golka now to serve it away for Central Catholic, the libero. Fires a deep cross corner, picked up there and punched back across by Power. Here is Central Catholic set to Benton on the left side again. She'll come right down the line and get her second kill. Emma Benton with the kill. Laura Lowry, the setter for Grand Island Central Catholic, and we are tied 2-2. So Golka now to serve it away, looking for two in a row. And this serve goes right down the middle, picked up there by the Christian libero. Back set right side, pushed across by Sierra Lehman. Here is Benton from the 10-foot line, rolls it across. Not much on it. Lincoln Christian will take it to the outside. It'll be punched across there. Set to the outside, Benton. Benton rolls it across and gets another kill. Third kill for Emma Benton. And Central Catholic takes the lead 3-2. So after an early error, Central Catholic has been able to turn it around with three straight kills by the senior Benton. And the serve now goes into the net from Golka. So that'll tie things up at three. Again, we play the best of three, all to 25. Last year, Lincoln Christian and Central Catholic went three sets. Remember how hot it was if you were there at Chapman Gym at St. Cecilia with a very warm day and no air conditioning, and that took its toll, I think, on the teams as the night progressed. Service error right back by Lincoln Christian, so Central Catholic will maintain the lead 4-3, and back to serve it away will be Lowry. Over in that far right-hand corner, keeps it down that right side, picked up there by Dolliver, set back to Dolliver on the left side, her attack dug out by Golka, set to Benton on the left side. It's too close to the net, so she adjusts and tips it over the double block and in. Threw it from her left to right, and Benton on fire here early on, all four kills for Central Catholic as Lowry stays at that service line. 5-3, game one here for GICC. And the serve, line drive down the middle, picked up by Ananasio. Punched across by Power, a one-arm save. Here's Lowry, back set to the outside. Left-handed attack by Emily Herbick. Her first swing's a soft one, picked up in the back middle. Right side attack is down and good for Power. And she's got both kills for Lincoln Christian. Central Catholic 5 and Christian 4. And Mary Claire Johnson back into the front row for Lincoln Christian. And the left-handed serve across again. That's Abby Powell. Set close to the net. Here's Benton again on the left side. Rolls it off the single block and another kill. So after an early error, Benton has hit five straight down. And it's 6-4 Crusaders. And Benton will go back and serve it away. Emma slides over right into the middle of the floor. Cuts it down the middle. It's picked up there by Precious Ward. And her pass goes up to the setter. Power with the attack is going to be into the net. Looked like the set was off the mark and not much Power could do with it. 7-4 Central Catholic. Our pregame show brought to you by NewTek Seed. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a NewTek Seed dealer near you. Glad to have you along with us here at Central Catholic. Thanks to Howard Schumann, the athletic director, and all the fine folks here for their hospitality. And here's an outside attack down and good by Avery Dolliver. The freshman gets her first varsity kill here for Lincoln Christian. And 7-5 is your score. Christian behind and Power to serve. Little slap serve into the back middle. Picked up there by Gehring. Set back to Sadie. She'll bring a big run out of the left side. Her attack is overpassed. Dug out here by Central Catholic. They go to Gehring again. The set is wide. She'll have an off-balance return. Middle attack taken across there by Johnson. Blocked up front by the Crusaders. Christian on the attack again. Lauren Webb was in on the block. Dumped across there by the setter, Lowry. Left-handed attack from the middle for Christian is down and good for McGurr. 7-6 Central Catholic. Some good mini rallies here to get things started. And back to serve it away is Golka. Golka's serve, line drive into the corner. Picked up there by Benton, stays in the back row, has to be passed across, free ball coming across here for Lincoln Christian. They'll set back row, Power over the double block and dug out in the back row by Lowry. Passed across, carrying another free ball here for Christian. Here is the set by McGurr, middle attack, not a lot on that. Overpass though by Central Catholic. Quick attack now for Lincoln Christian, but the setter leaned into the net. Kind of an unforced error there because the pass wasn't that far off the mark, but in the net and a point for GICC. Checking into the ball game, Jennifer Sint. Jenny is a 5'4 junior, just a ton of juniors on this team. Three seniors, six juniors for Coach Sharon Zavala. Serves across, then a middle attack error as Johnson found the net. And it's 9-6, Central Catholic, game one. Sint stays right in the middle. Takes two steps and fires the volleyball right down the middle to Adonasio. Adonasio is the libero. Passed across here and a free ball for Central Catholic. Lowry sets middle to the outside. She'll go. It's going to be Gehring to take it across. Handled and returned with a middle attack. Bent with a one arm up. Keeps the ball alive, and Central Catholic just punched it over. Jenny Sint got it at the last minute. Back row attack power for Christian. Mishit it. Tried to drop it into the middle and in the net. Going to be called here on Central Catholic. And the error will give the ball back over to Lincoln Christian. So back and forth, the Crusaders maintaining a slim lead here. Back in Lauren Webb. Darren Willman is up on the front line. And, of course, when Webb comes in, she'll check out immediately for the libero. Katie Golka returns to the lineup. Serving it away now for Lincoln Christian will be Avery Dolliver. Takes it into that back corner to Golka, and will be passed across by Willman. Here comes Lincoln Christian with a chance to cut it to one. Slide it on the right side. The attack by Johnson. Nice dig by Benton. And it'll be passed across the net. At the 10-foot line, chance here for Christian. They'll go to the outside. Mishit that time by Lehman. And a point and a break there for Central Catholic, 10-7. Checking in, Madison Liske to serve it away for the Crusaders of GICC. 21-11 a year ago with a very young team. Basically, everybody back. The serve goes into the net. And it's 10-8. There is a lot of volleyball going on in the area tonight. Grand Island and Lincoln Higher at Fremont for a triangular. Kearney's at Holdridge. Kearney Catholic's at Arcadia Loop City. Hastings is at McCook. Adams Central has given Ravenna over for a triangular. Of course, St. Cecilia is here. Set middle. The attack. Willman takes a shot at it. It's going to be just deep and out of bounds. And Lincoln Christian has cut it to one. 10-9. And Deanna Adonasio to serve it away again for a chance to tie it. That mini jump serve is mishandled. It's going to be our first ace. Adonasio gets the ace. We're tied 10-10. Here in game one, Grand Island Central Catholic, Lincoln Christian, to start our volleyball season out of that Centennial Conference. All three schools here tonight out of the Centennial. Little mini jump serve again, set to the outside. Gehring's got a look, but it's deep. And a timeout will be called here by Coach Sharon Zavala. A 4-0 run here by Lincoln Christian has given them their first lead since 2-0. It's Christian 11, Central Catholic 10. You're listening to High School Volleyball here on Classic Hits. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Don't forget, streaming online at PlatteRiverPreps.com, your home for high school sports in the area. We return to action here at the Grand Island Central Catholic Triangular. Doug Duda with you. It's Lincoln Christian 11 and Grand Island Central Catholic 10 here in the opening set. Hastings St. Cecilia, the third member of our Triangular. And they will play the next two matches, Lincoln Christian, then Central Catholic. Here is Adonasio trying to make it a 5-0 run. Gehring blocked up front, ace block. And it'll go to Abby Powell. And it's 12-10. Lincoln Christian now leading it by two, equaling their largest lead, which was 2-0 earlier. Four in a row for Adonasio and five in a row for the team. There's a great serve just got across. Benton had to lay out, overpassed, right back to the Crusaders. Tipped over and a point for Central Catholic. Stepping up is Laura Lowry, the setter. As Benton sent it right back over, Christian tried to send it right back quickly into the hole, but Crusaders of Lincoln Christian couldn't get the kill, and now Gehring goes back to serve, down 12-11. Gehring on the dig, set back out Benton on the front side, already with five kills, and make it six. Six of her team, seven kills, and Emma Benton, 5'10 senior outside hitter, tallest player on the team along with Willman, will register the kill, and it is 12-12. Midway through game one, serve across by Gehring. Overpass, it just rolled over the net. Nice dig out of there by Willman, and they're going to call the setter for a double hit. Lowry called for the double hit, and the ball comes back over to Lincoln Christian, 13-12. And rotating back is McKenna McGurr, who started this whole thing off. She'll toss it into the air, but really doesn't take a jump serve at it, just takes a left-handed swing. A lot of lefties for Lincoln Christian. Play at the net. Wilman tips it across, and in the net call on Lincoln Christian. I don't think it mattered. Wilman's tip, I believe, would have been called good, so we'll give her credit for the kill. It's 13-13, and Katie Golka to serve it away. When you look at this team, Central Catholic could be gearing up for another big run over the next couple of years. Here's the middle attack driven across by Lincoln Christian, and Central Catholic can't dig it out. Give the kill to Abby Powell. And that'll make it 14-13. Substitution now for Lincoln Christian. And checking in, Carissa Negley, 5'3 senior. Four seniors on this Lincoln Christian team, but the only starter is the libero in Adonacio. Four back on serve receive here for Grand Island Central Catholic. 14-13, Lincoln Christian. They'll serve it cross corner to Golka. Passed up front, Benton goes with the left-hand tip. Pass was a little off. Right-hand attack, here's Power, and in the net, Central Catholic, 15-13. So when Benton's getting swings, Central Catholic scoring, and when they're making mistakes, Lincoln Christian is scoring. Negley for two in a row is deep and out of bounds. That'll be the second service error for Lincoln Christian. 15-14, Christian leads, and back to serve it away for Central Catholic will be Laura Lowry. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com and platriverpreps.com. Chance to tie it up again, nip and tuck. No one's had more than a three-point lead. That was Central Catholic, last at 10-7. Rolling it across for a Lincoln Christian kill is Ashlyn Power. So it appears that Power for Christian and Benton for GICC are the go-to gals here on opening night. And the left-hand serve is across with a little power on it. Abby Powell set to Benton from the left side over the double block. Down and good for kill number seven. Emma Benton keeping it close here at 16-15, but now she rotates into the back row. So first time through the front row, five kills. Second time, two. And now Benton to serve it away. Got one the last time she was back there. Throws that knuckler across. Set to the outside. Off-balance attack by Johnson. Tipped them to Gehring. She'll roll it over the double block and has the kill. Sadie Gehring with her first kill. And we are tied at 16. Benton now to give Central Catholic the lead. Down the middle it goes. Picked up there by Ward. Quick middle attack by Power is dug up nicely by Golka. Gehring on the outside attack. Dug by Adonacio. Here comes Lincoln Christian on the return. That is Dolliver. Central Catholic goes back row. Soft roll across by Benton and returned over by Lincoln Christian. Good rally going here. The dig by Webb to the outside. Gehring blocked all the way out of the back row and out of bounds. And Gehring will get credit for the kill. And Lincoln Christian is going to call their first timeout. So Central Catholic has scored three in a row to regain the lead at 17-16. Each team has used a timeout. This timeout is brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me
a battle back and forth here. Some errors, some good play as expected in the very first set of the season. Central Catholic 17, Lincoln Christian 16.
By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting
to serve it away, looking for three in a row. Here is the set by McGurr outside from the 10-foot line with not a lot on it. Dolliver. Here comes Grand Island Central Catholic with a left-handed swing on the right side. That one is taken over by Herbeck. Dumped back across and right on the line for Lincoln Christian. It looks like Power. Ashlyn with her fourth kill, and we are tied at 17. Power now to serve it away. Far left corner, and cuts it back into the middle to Golka. The libero passes it to the middle. Lowry slapped across there by Herbeck. Nice dig out of the back row by Adanasio, and then dumped into the net by Lincoln Christian. So a nice dig and a decent pass, but a little too much finesse put that one into the net. 18-17 Central Catholic, and Jenny Sint re-enters the ball game to serve for Coach Sharon Zavala. Serve back middle, pass a little off the mark, so it'll be a 10-foot line standing spike. Was it blocked or was it in the net? Looks like they're going to say it was a point for Central Catholic. Standing up there in the way of that one was Gehring and Willman. And it is 19-17 Central Catholic. Quickly return back to him. Gehring on the outside. Her attack is, was it tipped? It was deep. And now a tip will be called. Tip will be called. Gehring will get her third kill. And sent to serve it away. And now Central Catholic has got the momentum. 20-17. They are on a 6-1 run. Serve across. Short set. Tipped across there by Dolliver. Central Catholic to the 10-foot line. Rolled over by Gehring. And rolled right back over by Dolliver, staying inside the 10-foot lines. Middle attack driven over by Herbeck, and it's going to work for the kill. That'll be Emily's first kill. 21-17, and Coach Powers wants to call the timeout. Coach Powers using her final timeout here in Game 1. It's Grand Island Central Catholic 21, Lincoln Christian 17. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. We'll be right back.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
With our producer engineers, Caleb Henry and Jeff Babel, back at the studio, I'm Doug Duda with the opening night of high school volleyball. Jenny Sint serving it away for Grand Island Central Catholic. Lincoln Christian with a quick return and a nice job by Benton and Wilman to get that back across. Free ball here and a kill for Lincoln Christian. Avery Dolliver, her second. Six kills so far for Lincoln Christian. 21-18 Grand Island Central Catholic, though, with the lead. And back to serve it away will be Dolliver, the freshman on this ball club. I believe the only freshman suited up tonight. Of course, they're also playing a junior varsity try in the old gym here at Central Catholic. As the serve across, Lowry sets it to the outside. Herbeck with the left hand goes cross corner. Set up now for Lincoln Christian. Blocked at the net. Base block up there by Herbeck on the attack from Lehman. And it's 22-18 Central Catholic. And back to serve it will be Madison Liske. 3 points away from the opening game, but not quite a big enough lead that they can cruise home yet. And the serve. Down the middle, handled easily. Pass to McGurr, the setter. Goes to the back row. Power takes a swing. Dug out by Benton, also in the back row. Now Gehring, good look from the left corner. She'll put it down. Great pass. Great set. And Gehring, with the termination, makes it 23-18. And Liske gets her first service point here for Central Catholic. We're here in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth on this opening night of the volleyball season. Hope you're enjoying it, as we should see another great season of high school volleyball. Serve down the middle, backing up, problems in the back row. It's going to be an ace. That's the first ace serve for Central Catholic. It comes from Liske. Central Catholic was down 16-14. They are on a 10-2 run, and it is game point for Liske and Central Catholic. Liske takes a little extra time, takes a run at it, fires it down the middle. Handled there by Dolliver. Set middle, and the attack by Johnson into the net. That's how it'll end on the attack error. And a strong finish to game one here for Grand Island Central Catholic as they defeat Lincoln Christian 25-18 to take the opening set of the season. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Be back with the first set stats after this on Classic Hits.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? by giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
I had never even owned a furnace or an air conditioner before, so it was brand new to me, and they trained me, not just by sending me out with them, but also I have those resources to talk to people. I like to think that when I show up to a house, it's not just me with my 5 years of experience showing up there, but it's all the years of experience of all the Texas Anderson Brothers showing up at that house as resources that I can use. Without the training from Anderson Brothers, I would not be able to do the work that I do today.
Regardless of age or experience, start a new career with a call to Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
And let's take a look at the opening numbers we had from game one, starting with Lincoln Christian. Ashlyn Power led the team with four kills. Carissa Negley had a service point. Deanna Antananasio had four service points. One was an ace. Avery Dolliver, two kills. Abby Powell had an ace block and a kill. And McKenna McGurr had a service point and one kill. Eight kills, one ace block, and one ace serve. For Central Catholic, Katie Golka, two service points. Emma Benton, three service points and seven kills. Then we slide on down to Jenny Sint, who had four service points. Sadie Gehring, a service point, an ace block, four kills. Emily Herbeck, an ace block and a kill. Laura Lowry, a service point and a kill. Darren Woolman, a kill. And Madison Liskey, three service points. One was an ace. 14 kills, two ace blocks, and one ace serve. Central Catholic takes game one from Lincoln Christian, 25-18. We'll be back with set number two right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payment, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And we're underway in game two. Lincoln Christian with an Ashlyn Power kill to take a 1-0 lead. They're on the serve again. To the outside, Christian gets it and the kill for Sierra Lehman. That is her first. So a good start here for Lincoln Christian. Just like game one, off to a 2-0 lead. Couldn't hold it in game one. We'll see if they have better luck here in game two. Clips the net, just got across. Gehring with a good dig. Set to the outside. The attack, Benton into the net. 3-0. It is so eerie in volleyball how the moments in the set can look so much like the previous set. And so it's just like game one, an error from Central Catholic and a couple of points here to get things started. But this time, Benton's able to get the kill. And it's 3-1. That is the eighth kill for Emma Benton. And back to serve it away will be Katie Golka. Golka cross court. Was it picked up? They attempted to dig it, and they say it was touched in the back row. The player for Lincoln Christian couldn't quite get out of the way in time. Lehman didn't move the arms. They say it clipped her, so instead of it being a service error, it's a service ace for Golka. And now at 3-2, she'll serve it away again. Short set middle. The left-handed attack driven across there by Powell. It's good for the kill. Abby Powell with her second kill. And it's 4-2. Lincoln Christian in to serve it away will be Carissa Negley. Neither team going to do a lot of subbing again. Looks like Christian has 11 girls here in the gym. Central Catholic, 10. The serve hits the net, and that time won't crawl over at a service error for Lincoln Christian and Negley. So back to serve it away, Laura Lowry for GICC. Don't forget, the NFL kicks off tonight on our sister station, ESPN 1460 and 1550. The Seahawks hosting the Packers kick up just after 7:30. Back row return by Antananasio. Play at the net. Going to be blocked down by Lincoln Christian. And teaming up there was Powell and Dolliver, and it looks like Dolliver is going to get credit for the block. It's 5-3. Side out here for Christian, and the serve across by Powell. Set by Lowry to the outside. Benton got a good one. She'll drive it, and it was returned, but luckily for GICC, it hit the antenna. The up official didn't see it. It definitely hit the antenna. Problem is, one of the lines girls was not looking at it, and now the other linesman says, yes, it definitely did. So, point for GICC. And now Benton will go back to serve it away. A little miscommunication to the back row, and it's softly returned over. Chance here for GICC. They'll go to Gehring, and she hits the antenna right in front of the up official. So right back over to Lincoln Christian. 6-4 Lincoln Christian. Central Catholic won the first set 25-18, but it was a struggle. They were down 16-14 before ending with a solid run. Cross corner serve to Gehring. Tracked down there by Herbeck. Back row, Gehring takes it across. Here is the set by McGurr. Back row attack by Powell. And it will be passed across. GICC goes middle attack, and it is tipped. Give the kill to Lauren Webb. That'll be the first kill for Lauren Webb. And back over to GICC, trailing 6-5. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Jenny Sint in to serve it away. Pass to the right side. The attack taken across, short arm. Dolliver takes it over. Just picked up there and returned to the middle by Benton. Play at the net and into the net on the follow through, Lincoln Christian. And that'll tie it up at 6-6. Good hustle play. Can't be discouraged by that, as Dolliver, the freshman, had to hustle to get to it and had no chance to stop. So back across it goes. Serve across by Sitt. Passed into the net, but dug out, returned over. Free ball here for the Crusaders. They'll go middle, and it's driven home by Darren Wilman. Second kill for Wilman. Three in a row, and Central Catholic grabs their first lead of game two at 7-6. Sitt now leading the team in service points. She had 4 in game one, 2 here for a total of 6. And tries to extend the lead. Strong down the middle, picked up by Adonacio. Stays in the back, so Adonacio has to take a run at it. She drives it into the net. And the error. Again, Lincoln Christian and Central Catholic, when these teams play next year, or whatever the case may be, you're going to see almost every one of these kids playing again. There's only a couple of seniors even on the court. Right side attack this time is wide again, and Lincoln Christian is in a funk. Let's see what Coach Power decides to do here. 9-6. After a 5-3 start, they find a GICC on a 6-1 run. And Sitt continues to serve. Central Catholic won the opening set 25-18. Here's a middle attack by Johnson. Rolls it across Benton in the back row with the dig. Here is the set by Lowry. Set across there by Herbeck. Lincoln Christian scrambles for it. They go back row attack. Power. Hand on it. It's off the court. Benton got to it and then pushed across. Free ball attack here. Here's Johnson. Put a little loft on it, but found the corner. And that'll be her first kill for the 6-foot junior, Mary Claire Johnson, for Lincoln Christian. And that breaks the 5-0 run here for Central Catholic. 9-7, Central Catholic with the lead. And to serve it away will be Dolliver for Lincoln Christian. Again, Hastings St. Cecilia is the third member of tonight's triangular. And we will have them playing the next two matches, Lincoln Christian, then Central Catholic. Serve caught the net, but across it comes. Here's Gehring on the attack, and she'll put it home. Another point for Central Catholic, Sadie Gehring, first kill of the game, fifth of the match. 10-7, GICC, and back to serve Madison Liske. She served out game one with 3 in a row, including an ace. And the serve into the net. So the first service error for Grand Island Central Catholic of this set, their third of the night, and it's 10-8. Back to serve it away, Deanna Adonacio. And Adonacio fires it across to Gehring. Set right back to Sadie on the left side. Drives it through the double block. Good dig there by Power, but nobody can dig it out of the net. Power was able to pick it up, but pass went into the net and give Gehring her sixth kill. Now Sadie will go back to serve it away. Central Catholic leading 11-8. Central Catholic ranked today in the state's newspapers, ninth in the Omaha World Herald and the Lincoln Journal Star, number five. Back row attack. Adonasio is going to go deep. She came off her back foot, so you could kind of tell as soon as she made contact that it was going to float on her, and it went deep 12-8. Gehring on the serve. Handled there. Slide right side on the attack is going to be Lehman, but out of bounds. And Lincoln Christian right now making it easy for Central Catholic. Multiple errors, and it is 13-8, and we will have our first timeout of game number two. Central Catholic won the opening set by a score of 25-18. They lead game two 13-8. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
High school volleyball season is underway, but plenty of high school football action coming your way tomorrow night. Of course, there is some football tonight. Grand Island on the road at Lincoln Southeast. Donovan Trumbull on the road at Twin River. And serving it away here is Sadie Gehring. 13-8 Central Catholic leading Lincoln Christian game two after they rallied to win game one. The Crusaders of Central Catholic did 25-18. And whistle blows. Weren't ready to serve it away yet. So we'll get everybody set and redo it. And Gehring fires it right down the middle. No problem there as it's picked up by Molly Shepard. Back row attack power. Dug out there by Gehring. Here's the set. Lowry to the outside. Benton unloads. It's passed right above the net. Free ball. Benton drives it off the noggin of power. It pops up and stays alive. Passed across. Another free ball. Set by Lowry. This time they'll slide it right side to Wilman, and Wilman will get the kill. That was a placement kill for Darren. Doesn't have the power that Benton has shown here tonight, but good enough to get the point for Central Catholic, and it is now 14-8. After that rally, Gehring with three in a row, and Central Catholic trying to pull away here. Serve is right down the middle, handled by Molly Shepard. Stays the back row power, tried to turn on that one and put it into the net. So it's 15-8, and checking back in for Lincoln Christian will be Avery Dolliver. Central Catholic will not have the number of kills in game two as they had in one because they won't need them. Here's an ace serve. And it seems the confidence and poise that Lincoln Christian's younger team came out with has fallen off as Gehring will get her first ace. That's the third ace of the night for Central Catholic. Again, they were down 6-4. They're on a 10-4 run, 16-8, or 12-4 run, 12-2 run. As the outside attack that time is down for power, and that'll get the ball back over for Lincoln Christian. 16-9 is the score. Coach Power, I think, might want a rotation check here. They hadn't served for a while. She wants to make sure the right gal is back there, and it's McKenna McGurr. And the lefty slaps it back middle, handled there by Golka. Set Benton on the outside. She'll take it over the double block. Dig is made. Set by McGurr. Goes back. The attack by Power. Blocked up front. Eighth block by Benton. And Darren Wilman. We'll give Wilman credit there for the block. It's 17-9. And Golka to serve it away. And then don't forget the second match. About 20 minutes after this is over, the serve is deep and out of bounds. And at the end of the match, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame show. So stay with us for that. A quick recap of our statistics. Back to serve it away now. Checking into the ball game is going to be Elizabeth Phillips. So she'll serve it across. The attack, Benton blocked right back at her. She pushes it across, and it falls. They didn't expect the quick ricochet back at him. And Benton didn't get it on the first big swing, but the block came right back at her. Natural reaction to keep it away from her face. And it floated right back into the middle. And good. Precious Ward re-enters defensively here from Lincoln Christian. And here's Laura Lowry now to serve it away. 18-10. Grand Island Central Catholic make it 19-10, another ace serve. This one from Lowry, her first, and the fourth of the match, third of the set. Central Catholic won the opener, coming from behind to win 25-18. Here they also came from behind, but it didn't take them as long, 19-10. On the outside, the attack again will be deep here by Lincoln Christian. There were three Christian girls all deciding who should take the attack right next to the up referee. And finally, Powell took a swing at it and hit it deep, 20-10. It looks like Central Catholic may be able to cruise home here after a tough start. Punched across there by Powell. Central Catholic sets it to the outside. The attack, Herbick, locked out of bounds. Kill for Emily Herbick. That'll be her second. It's 21-10. Lincoln Christian has one more timeout, but with this deficit, probably not going to use it unless they can crawl back into the game. As Lowry serves it across, set to the right side, Power flicks it over, one arm up by Benton, keeps it alive, and then it's returned by Herbick. Dug out there by Ward. Here's a short set middle. The attack is going to be wide, and no tip that time from Powell. So point again for GICC, and it is 22-10. Lowry trying to finish things off here for the Crusaders. And the serve right down the middle. Ward got a hand on it, flicked onto the tape by McGurran. It does come over. Central Catholic will have to play it, and Benton will finish it. Back right corner, the one hole was wide open. Benton gets her 11th kill, match high 11th kill, 23-10. Long serving stretches here in set number two for Central Catholic, opposed to the short rallies they had in the opener. This time a serve that's just deep and out of bounds, going for a little gusto there. And that is the third service error. So three of the 11 points here in this game, and they've been three of the last four. That's how they've been registered for Lincoln Christian. 23-11. Serve across, middle attack, driven down and good by Lauren Webb. Webb just her second kill, but they got to that one quickly. And from the middle, she drives it home. And that brings us to match point. Emma Benton to serve it up here at 24-11. Benton serve, clipped the net, comes across, Ward with the dig. Here's the set right side, Power on the attack. Right down the line, Benton digs up into the rafters, doesn't hit anything. Lowry to the outside, Gehring takes it across. Lincoln Christian sets to the left side. It'll be driven over by Dolliver. Good dig by Benton again. Here's Gehring on the outside, down and good, and Central Catholic will win their first match of the year in convincing fashion here in the second set, 25-11. So Lincoln Christian got out to a good start in both sets, and then Grand Island Central Catholic, once they got on a roll, they didn't look back. In fact, in game one, down 16-14, they close on an 11-2 run. And then here in the second set, Lincoln Christian was up 6-4, and Central Catholic closes on a 21-5 run. They're now 1-0, Lincoln Christian 0-1. And for Christian, they'll have to turn right around here in 20 minutes and play an equally tough team in the defending C2 state champions, ranked 1-2 in the polls today in Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll be back with a look at the final stats on the Mexico Sports postgame show after this.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Grand Island Central Catholic takes game two to win the opening match 25-11. Here are the numbers from the second set for Lincoln Christian. Ashlyn Power had two kills. Avery Dolliver had an ace block. Sierra Lehman had a kill. Abby Powell a kill. McKenna McGurr three service points. And Mary Claire Johnson, one kill. Five kills, one ace block, no ace serves for Lincoln Christian. For Grand Island Central Catholic in the second set, Katie Golka had an ace serve. Emma Benton had a service point and four kills. Jenny Sint had five service points. Sadie Gehring had five service points. One was an ace. She had three kills. Emily Herbig had one kill. Lauren Webb had two kills. Laura Lowry had five service points. One was an ace. Darren Wilbon, an ace block, and two kills. I had Central Catholic for 12 kills, one ace block, three ace serves as they win set two, 25-11. We'll be back and give you the overall final numbers right after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Now look at the overall final stats of our two-set match. For Lincoln Christian, they were led by Ashlyn Power with six kills. Carissa Negley had a service point. Deanna Atanasio had four service points. One was an ace. Sierra Lehman a kill. Avery Dolliver, an ace block, two kills. Abby Powell, an ace block, two kills. McKenna McGurr, four service points and a kill. Mary Claire Johnson had one kill. 13 kills, two ace blocks, one ace serve for Lincoln Christian. They now are 0-1. On the season, and for a Lincoln Christian, they of course will have to come right back here and play Hastings St. Cecilia in our next match this evening. And then after tonight, for a Lincoln Christian, their schedule looks like this. For the weekend, they will be at the Wahoo Invitational on Saturday, and then home to take on Lincoln Lutheran on Tuesday. For Grand Island Central Catholic, Katie Golka, three service points. One was an ace. Emma Benton had four kills at a match, or four service points and a match high 11 kills. Jenny Sint led the team in serving with 8 points. Sadie Gehring had six service points. One was an ace block, and seven kills. Emily Herbig, an ace block, two kills. Lauren Webb, two kills. Laura Lowry, six service points. One was an ace, one kill. Darren Wilman, an ace block, three kills. And Madison Liskey, three service points. One was an ace. I had Central Catholic with 26 kills, three ace blocks, and four ace serves as they win the match 25-18, 25-11. Grand Island Central Catholic will get a little bit of a break, then take on Hastings St. Cecilia in our top five matchup, which will get started somewhere between 7:15 and 7:30. Then they head to the Minden Invitational on Saturday. They go to Columbus Scotus 1 week from tonight, and then they don't play again until the 18th. When they travel to Gothenburg, another top 10 team. So plenty of rated opponents here early on for Central Catholic. That is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, taking care of athletes throughout Central Nebraska for decades. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. For our producer and engineers, Caleb Henry and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda saying stay with us. We'll take about a 15-minute break here and then be back with St. Cecilia and Lincoln Christian as the Grand Island Central Catholic Volleyball Triangular continues here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at KKPR.com.